Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What's going on, everyone? Joe DeCameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling on this Wednesday morning. Of course, it is the bye week, but still a lot to talk about with the Eagles, and we'll do so today. Also, Ben Simmons, some storylines regarding possibilities. I wouldn't quite say heating up, but I would just say there's definitely some news out there percolating on the Ben Simmons front. We'll address that today as we move through the show. Sixers and Flyers both in action tonight. And we're in action with you for the next 4 hours, 215-592-9494. Richie Rich.
Hello, Joe.
Hello, John.
You know, Marla Gibbs, Florence from the Hendersons, from the Jeffersons. Florence, yeah. For the first 2 years of the Jeffersons, okay. She's got a great gig. She's cast on a hit TV show.
Yep.
She still worked as a flight attendant.
Wow.
For the first 2 years of her job, she worked for American Airlines just to be safe.
That's pretty cool.
She didn't quite believe her good fortune.
Well,
but she was working two jobs.
That's admirable, man. That's very, very admirable. I'm strongly considering the Jeffersons.
I love Florence.
For my next show. Oh, she was great. My one issue with
didn't
picking...
you just watch the Jeffersons?
No.
I thought you watched that one already.
No.
Recently.
I've watched West Wing. I've watched Good Times. I've watched
a
million
shows. I was thinking
of
Good Times.
My issue with the Jeffersons is when I looked into it a few months ago, it's 11 seasons. That's a long haul to commit to. I mean, I'm in the midst of Cheers right now, 11 seasons. It's never ending. I'm finally near the end of season 9.
Come on, man. Seriously, how many times have you watched the 11 seasons of Cheers? Like 20?
Not 20, but certainly a few.
Watch some new seasons of new stuff you haven't seen yet.
Well, I might do the Jeffersons. Dude, Jeffersons.
You know what? You've seen the Jeffersons.
Yeah, but never all the way
through. Great word for you, Joe.
What?
Stagnant.
I'll take that.
Stagnant.
Yeah, no, I take that with pride.
Oh, no, I
think you should take that as a slap in the face and try to venture down a different path.
All right, 215-592-9494. Speaking of different paths or not, you know, Howie Roseman and who should be the GM of the Eagles and the whole deal. Let me tell you this, John. As we sit here on this bye week, it's a great opportunity to evaluate the season, but really Howie's role within it and within this rebuild. And I'll say this right out of the gate. I think Howie's done a fantastic job this year. And when I say this year, I mean literally this year. From the end of last season, which was January of 2020, all the stuff that went into, you know, how to get out of the Carson situation, to pivot out of that, I thought he got good value. The coaching search, you know, I'm not saying I'm sold on Sirianni, but he looks a little better than he had. Just, you know, the machinations involved in the Devontae Smith acquisition, and ultimately getting another first-round draft pick out of that. The actual players he took, most primarily Devontae Smith and Landon Dickerson, but some others as well. And then just a lot of pieces that became part of 2021 and trying to restructure this thing in the rebuild. I'll tell you, I think he's had a great year. I really do. And
please,
John, I'm just spitting truth. And here's the thing.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. My mindset...
Spitting truth in your own world of fantasy. Okay. This is ridiculous,
right.
Joe. You have gone so over the edge now.
Well,
like, Howie Roseman, you said last January Howie needed to be fired.
Yes, I did.
You agreed with me that it is an absolute joke that this guy survives through four head coaches.
No, I don't think it's a joke. I don't think it's a joke.
It is a joke,
no,
though.
I don't think it's a joke.
Okay, so how many other teams have done this?
I don't know. Very few. Very, very
true. I don't think, and I don't know this for a fact. I just know that it doesn't happen.
Well, it's very rare.
Why in the world would the GM survive when no one else does? Why in the world is this guy perma GM no matter how poorly he performs? That's the problem. You are too forgiving.
Well, here's
now,
my thing.
Now, no, and the fact that this team's playing better this year than anyone thought that they could doesn't mean Howie has done a good job. Howie continues to foul up repeatedly all over the place, pretty much in everything except picking offensive linemen. And I don't necessarily give him credit on that front. I give Jeff Stoutland and whoever else is in that, you know, coaching staff credit on that front.
Well,
I don't think Howie can do the basics of GMing if the basics are identifying talent and drafting properly. Now, I understand that the machinations of, you know, wheeling and dealing, that is part of the GM job description, and he does a good job with that.
Yep.
Now, I believe he does a less he is hindered in doing that part of the job because there are people who don't respect him around this league the way they should because they know he's, I don't know, what am I looking for? Pretending? They know that he's not the real deal.
Look, here's the
I think other people believe that. Let me jump in here
and say this. So, you know, and everyone that's listened to the show has known where I've been in recent months with Howie, which is that I wanted him fired at the end of last year. I didn't think he was as bad as a lot of people when they say, oh, he's the worst ever. He's not the worst ever, and he wasn't the worst ever. But I did think he should have been fired at the end of last year, and I maintained that position as far as I'd still fire him as recently as about a month ago, 6 weeks ago.
Sure.
But here's the
deal. But hold on. Let me ask you this, though, before you get into it. Are you saying this because you just feel like we are stuck with Howie and you're trying to, like, rationalize it and justify it?
Just listen. Here's the deal.
So I wonder that.
Over the last month or so, it has become pretty apparent to me that the rebuild's been pretty good so far. Listen, they're not at the end of the road. They're far from a finished product. But as far as rebuilds go, generally speaking, I think they're strongly trending in the right direction. I think Howie deserves a lot of credit for that. I mean, here's what I see. A completely rebuilt offensive line. I mean, and an utterly dominant offensive line. And by the way, one that shows, I think, no signs of slowing down for next year and beyond. Now, at some point, Kelsey will retire. Hopefully, it's not next
year. Andre Dillard's in that offense.
But no, I understand he is. But you got three young pieces in there that are starters, plus Lane, who's maybe in the middle
of
his career.
They're not great. You're talking about Driscoll.
I'm talking about Dickerson, Malata, and Driscoll.
Driscoll and Herbig.
Yep.
Like, they are good.
Listen,
they're not.
But the lines,
end all be all
John,
great.
The line's great. Here's the deal: I got four effective.
Who are great.
I got four effective cheap running backs. That's a great group of running backs. In that, for what when I say
running
great,
backs are easy to get.
When I say great, for the price that he's paying them, those guys are cheap.
And you know
good.
That other teams have that same luxury.
But not,
running backs
not four,
are cheap
not,
in today's
not,
world.
Not four deep. I got a great tight end. Now starting quarterback.
We got so many we can't
starting,
play them all.
Starting quarterback. Look, I don't love Jalen Hurts for the future. A lot of people do. That's where I certainly split with some people on this. Some people think he has found the franchise quarterback. I don't. I don't think Howie thinks so, but a lot of people think so. If so, it should be a feather in his cap. DeVonta Smith obviously looks like a real player. Now, the defense, it needs to be rebuilt. I mean, a lot of the focus over the last year or so has gone into the offense. No question. First-round pick, second-round pick last year, new quarterback, the whole deal. Defense needs to be rebuilt. He does have to get a lot more credit than he's gotten for Darius Slay, which was a great, masterful trade.
Oh, come on, man.
John, look, how do you not give him credit for Darius Slay?
Darius Slay's a really good
player. How do you not give him
credit? He made a trade for a really good player.
So, no credit?
He gets credit. He doesn't get the anointing that you're giving
John.
Darius Slay is clearly a good player.
John, Seattle.
You went out and you bought a good player because you clearly can't draft good cornerbacks.
John, here's the deal.
That's what he did.
Here's what I object
to. He covered
to.
A mistake
you,
by overpaying.
Yeah,
that's what you do in free agency.
Right, you?
You shouldn't have to buy guys because you can't draft guys.
All right, I need you to do a little listening here. You are close-minded. You're close-minded.
Uh-huh.
And I want to find out from everyone today at 215-592-9494 where people stand on Howie.
What you're saying is also closed-minded.
I don't think so.
What you're saying,
Son,
I was telling you
to fire the guy a month ago.
Okay, well, that's why I asked you. Doing this because you're just trying to justify and rationalize having Howie because you know he'll be here?
No, the answer
because you're a fan,
John, listen to me. The answer to your question is no. That's not why I'm saying what I'm saying. What I'm telling you is I see a lot of massive signs of improvement. And as an Eagles fan, I'm freaking psyched about that. Now, I'm going to be very let me be very clear on this. Very, very clear. I am not saying that I'm telling you right now I want Howie to be the GM next year. I will give my assessment at the end of this season, just as I did last year at the end of last year on Doug and Howie. And I will tell you in about 6 weeks whether I think the Eagles should keep Howie or fire Howie. And frankly, in my eyes, the jury is still out. But where I was a month ago, telling you and everybody, this guy's got to go, and it's ridiculous that they kept him. I am now very open-minded to the possibility that they should keep him. I see real signs of progress with this organization, which includes a lot of cap space for next year, 3 first-round picks for next year, and again, some young talent based on some recent drafting, and there have been some very clear mistakes. J.J. Arcega-Whiteside, a disaster, obviously picked by the owner, but a disaster. You can't have that. Dillard, it's a poor, weak first-round pick, and there are others. And there is a cumulative effect of drafts from 2017 and 16 and 18 that continue to hurt this team, and Derek Barnett is a classic example of that. But there are a lot of signs of progress, a lot. And by the way, big picture, let me give you a big picture. Big picture also to me that is a feather in Howie's cap. The Eagles obviously had a disastrous year last year. They bottomed out, so to speak, at 4-12, right? That's one of those really, really horrendous years. It looks pretty damn clear at this point that they're only going to have had one of them. Unlike teams like the Giants and Washington and the Raiders, the group of the Raiders for a decade, and the Browns, like, there are teams, and it's not just them, there are teams that when they go down and they stay down for 3 years, for 4 years, sometimes for 10 years. The Eagles had one down year. This year looks like they're going to finish with either 7, 8, or 9 wins, depending on how many of these final four games they win, which is a terrific rebound from last year. Obviously, 9's better
than
7.
Man.
They still
You're playing against the last place schedule.
That helps.
And it makes you look better than you are.
I agree with you on that.
He is not John Lynch. He is not Bill Belichick. He's not John Schneider or Kevin Colbert. Those good GMs are few and far between. I don't want to have an also-ran, a guy who's a GM and does, you know, enough that's quality that you say, hey, maybe we should like him. Maybe we should give him another chance for another year, for another coach. I'm done with that. Howie has failed repeatedly. He has failed more often than he's succeeded. Yes, he has succeeded at times. Yes, there are good picks. But the overwhelming abundance of failures, of misdiagnoses of talent, I can't stand it any longer. And we should give you should open your mind to the possibility that we would be better off with someone else.
All right, let's find out where everyone stands at 215-592-9494. Who wants Howie fired? Who wants him kept for next year? Who's up in the air on it? I would put myself in the up in the air category, but I would say strongly leaning toward keeping him. We know he's going to be kept. We know that. It's not a matter of what the Eagles will do, because we know they're going to keep him. It's a matter of what you think the Eagles should do.
And what about the idea that he repeatedly submarines his quarterbacks? Repeatedly.
Yeah, I don't buy that.
I mean, you don't buy that.
No, I don't buy that.
The Minshew trade undermined this quarterback.
No, it didn't. It helped them win a football game.
Quarterback's draft undermined our last quarterback. You know, like it's an ongoing saga. You say it's, hey, he goes and gets great backups, and that really helps us.
That's exactly right.
I'm telling you, it's not all, you know, butterflies and bumblebees. Like, it makes it tougher at times when you don't put your faith entirely in the guy who's under center.
All right, let's go to the phones and find out what people think on that and all this. 215-592-9494. And I really do wonder if people, and it was like a knockout overwhelming total in recent months that wanted Howie gone, if there are some people whose eyes are open to either the reality or the possibility that Howie should be kept. If you feel that, are you ready to admit that Howie is, and I think he is, doing a really good job with this rebuild. 215-592-9494. Let's go to Neil in North Jersey. Neil, kick us off, buddy. What do you got, man?
Gentlemen, thanks as always for taking my call. I greatly appreciate it.
Oh, sure. Our pleasure, Neil, of course.
So, I mean, let's look at these are 10 simple busts under Roseman, okay? Marcus Smith, Sidney Jones, Jaquan Jarrett, Donald Pumphrey, Aguilar, Josh Huff, Jalen Reagor, J.J.
Well, not just all of them but Aguilar. Aguilar was drafted by Chip when Chip had the power. But the rest, yes. How was GM? Yep.
There are too many misses to justify calling him a good GM. The ironic thing about him is, now maybe this is the influence of Jeff Stoutland, where he knows what to look for in an offensive line. But as far as skilled position players, he's been terrible. I mean, just think about this.
Both sides. Yeah. Skill guys on both sides of the ball.
Correct. I mean, think about this. We went from Wentz to Foles because he got injured. Then we had Wentz for 2 years. Wentz then went to Hurts. And now Hurts to Minshew. That's a tremendous amount of quarterback turnover.
Well, Neil, let's be real. That's all because Carson let this organization down and because he got hurt a lot.
Howie has a huge say in Carson letting this organization down.
I don't agree with that.
The failure of their interactive relationship is part of the downfall of that whole thing.
No, I don't think that's accurate.
Oh, really?
No.
So it's all just Carson. Howie bent over backwards and put fat head of Carson on the wall of his office.
Johnny traded.
You
traded
think
Carson.
That's smart?
No.
For a GM to do.
The issues with Carson were his big old brain wasn't as effective as people thought, and he got injured and was less of an athlete. That's what happened with Carson Wentz.
And you are absolving Howie of any wrongdoing in the way that he dealt with
what,
Carson.
And
the
way
that
the
they over like luxuriated Carson Wentz.
Well, what's the
way that?
What's the issue? What do you think they did wrong? I mean, obviously,
part of his big head, part of his big problem was the big head that they grew on him. That Howie grew.
What does that mean?
Him.
I don't know what that means. What does that mean?
Joe, he had a fat head of Carson Wentz on the wall of his office.
What difference does that make? I'm asking you what the tangible.
If I'm a player on that team, I have a problem with playing favorites. Like that's a little much.
Well, he signed the guy to a contract for $130 million or something. I mean,
a quarterback is in a different league,
right?
No question about it.
Right.
But they could have brought him along differently. They could have brought him along more effectively. That's my belief.
So I
think part of the problem is you have a GM who doesn't really know the way that the interactions of a team work, the interactions in the locker room work. I know that you're going to say, hey, he's really smart. He's great with trades. He does all this stuff. Yes, he is great with trades, and he's great with numbers. That's what he's trained in. What he's not trained in, what he got the Cliff Notes course on was the scouting and the football operations stuff.
Yep.
And I think that comes back and haunts him.
Well, it's
and
not,
you
yeah.
don't
he's,
give that enough credence.
No, he's not as good at it. I mean, I admit that. There's no doubt about it. But I also think that it's pretty apparent that they are bouncing back with regard to talent. I mean, Landon Dickerson's a classic example. Howie could have easily not drafted Landon Dickerson out of fear of what happened to Sidney Jones. It was a very similar sort of thing. It's taking a risk on an athlete who had a massive injury either at the end of his college tenure or right afterwards, who a lot of people told us wasn't even going to play this year. Not only did he play, like, right out of the jump, once he got through 3 or 4 games, that guy's been phenomenal. Guys, that's a great draft pick.
Man.
Right? Yes or no, Landon Dickerson?
Landon Dickerson looks like a great draft pick right now because he's playing and he's doing well as a run blocker.
What's the issue?
But if he gets hurt, then he's a bad draft pick.
I understand that. But
and that could happen next week.
Well, sure.
It does switch rather quickly.
All right, let me.
And hold on. Like, Landon Dickerson is a second-round pick.
Yep.
Like, these high draft picks, I think the reason you're glomming on to the Landon Dickerson pick is because it's so rare to see a high draft pick look good for Howie Roseman.
Well, it hasn't happened
this year.
Lately,
it
yes.
looked good yeah. for both, our top picks, and that never happened.
Right, but are you willing?
That's a problem.
Are you willing to admit you're glad Howie drafted Landon Dickerson?
Yes, I am right now.
Okay,
and I'm glad he drafted Devontae Smith.
Yeah,
I think both of those players, where they fell in the draft, and with some of the machinations Howie did to get Devontae,
yep,
like there's no way I pick anyone else. You know, ordinarily, we're accustomed to him. Hey, Justin Jefferson falls right to us,
yep.
But then you pick someone else.
Yeah.
This year, he picked the guy that was the right guy.
I agree.
And I'm not going to give him all the credit in the world and say, wow, look how he's turned a corner, when he finally did what he should have been doing all along.
Yeah, I didn't think the Devontae pick was hard, but getting a first round, another first round pick out of it was just sensational. I mean, to go from 6 to 12 to 10 to get Devontae Smith and a future first rounder, that's phenomenal work by Howie. Let's go to Peter in Allentown. Hey, Peter.
Hey, fellas. Speaking of the draft, we're talking about winning to get into the playoffs. Here's Howie's biggest thing. It's not the players. How much of a revenge factor is it going to be for the Cowboys, whether they have to win that game or not, about what happened in the draft?
Wait, I'm sorry. Can you ask your question again? I'm confused.
Yeah, so Howie jumped spots.
Yep.
Right? In the draft. And he basically screwed the Cowboys. So how are they going to remember that the last game of the season?
Well, hold on a second. Hold on a second. The Cowboys got Micah Parsons out of it.
The Cowboys traded with them. They screwed the Giants by jumping them.
Yeah.
They traded with the Cowboys.
Yeah, yeah.
So
the Cowboys were good with it.
Yeah, the Cowboys got Micah Parsons.
They were pretty happy.
Peter, the Cowboys – oh, he hung up. Boy, that guy really ran scared. Hey, listen, we all make mistakes. You don't have to hang up the phone, my man. You got a little confused. That's okay. Let's go to CJ right now. CJ, what's going on, dude?
Good morning, fellas. How y'all doing?
Doing good.
Doing great, CJ.
Hey, so the funny thing is about Howie's redemption tour, right? 2020, we had like 10 draft picks, right? And out of those 10 draft picks, I think maybe two of them are worth even being on this team. That's Howie's draft success through his time here. About a 20% hit rate. And you're talking about like, oh, we got so much money. He's already started to dig in that money. How do you feel about re-signing Sweat already?
Sweat, I'm not – that one I'm not liking.
You're not? Okay.
Yeah.
So tell me, what is this thing? Because we look at it and say, hey, we kept being – over the last end of years, we kept being in this situation where we were going like NFC East Championship, running the East pretty much. And now you're being happy about – 8-8.
Well, it's
talking about.
Yeah, but it's because of where they came from. That's why they came from. Yeah, that's why a 500-ish finish would be a good step forward this year, because they were 4-12 last year. And by the way, I mean, if you know, I can roll out this fact, which is a fact. The Eagles under Howie have made the playoffs 3 of the last 4 years. Now, no one wants to hear that anymore, but it's still true.
And guess what? There's going to be trash teams that make the playoffs this year because the NFL extended how many teams can get in.
Yeah, well, there'll be average teams. They won't be trash teams, but they'll be average teams.
They're going to be trash teams because it's a mediocre league, because the way the NFL is set up, it's set up to catch eyes. So people can talk about, like, we're almost in.
CJ, I totally agree. And you know, based on listening to the show, I hate. It's true, yeah. I hate that the NFL expanded the playoffs.
Don't say trash teams.
No, but it's not. But CJ, it's not. No. Trash is 4-12. Trash is not 9-8. It's not fair to say a 9-8 team is a trash team. That's ridiculous.
You know what? You're right. You're perfectly right.
Okay.
A mediocre team
will
make the playoffs.
Yeah.
But my thing is this. We don't want to be mediocre.
I agree.
We tasted success when we had fought so hard to get there that I'll give Howie his credit. We made the Super Bowl.
Do you want him back? Do you want him back next year, CJ? Yes or no?
The only way I want him back is if we bring in talent, far as other people in the front office that are over the scouting team, that are over draft picks, not Howie.
Well, I'll say this. I got you, and CJ, appreciate the call. Look, they're not going to bring someone in over Howie. They already have a structure around him. Now, how effective those people are, candidly, I don't know. I mean, we're talking about, Tom Donahue. We're talking about Andy Weidel.
Mm-hmm.
I can't tell you as I sit here who's truly good at their job and who's not amongst that group.
I mean, according to Jeffrey Lurie, there's a bunch of future GMs in there.
Right, so...
doesn't that worry you? Like, everyone, when Jeffrey made that statement, everyone was saying, what the heck are you talking about? Like, how in the world do you arrive at that, you know, conclusion? And everyone knows that's not real, yet our owner is convinced that's real. Where does that come from? I believe it comes from Howie. You know, Howie is the pipeline to Jeffrey.
Jeffrey's information is filtered through Howie, and we've read through reports almost exclusively. I don't think Jeffrey is going to know if it's bad.
Look, it's unlikely they have five. I'll just say this. We don't. Like the Colts general manager came from the Eagles. When he was with the Eagles, I had no idea who he was. I have no clue. What's his name? Chris Ballard? Ballard? Whatever his name is.
Ballard, yeah.
Like, I remember getting a phone call, swear to God, from an Indianapolis radio station when he was hired by the Colts. There was an Indianapolis radio station that asked me to go on their airwaves to talk about Chris Ballard. Because they had just hired him. He came from Philly, and they viewed me as someone who could talk about it. And I said to the producer that called me, I said, my man, I said, I never even heard of him. I don't know anything about the guy. So, no, I'm not going to go on your show. Thanks for asking. But I have nothing I could possibly say to you other than I've never heard of the guy. So my point is, do I think they have five general managers in the making under Howie? Probably not. It's an ambitious high number. Could they have a couple that we're just not, we don't know, you know, the 36-year-old that's an up-and-comer? Yeah, I mean, that's possible, too. I have no idea about those guys behind the scenes. What I do know is...
I never heard Chris Ballard was Eagles, like, associated.
He was the one, right, James? He's the one from...
Chris Ballard's not an Eagles guy.
Wait, isn't he the one, James, that came from the Eagles? Maybe I'm thinking of the wrong town, then. Maybe I have the wrong town.
Cleveland for Andrew Berry, maybe?
Andrew Berry.
Maybe it was that. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't... I was...
All right, my fault. Maybe I'm getting my Midwest towns confused, whatever that part of the country would be.
Andrew Berry's definitely...
I'm sorry, yeah.
Chris Ballard came from the Chiefs.
All right, my fault. I got the wrong town out there. But yeah, so it was a Cleveland guy that called me, and I didn't know anything about the Andrew Berry guy. Look, I just think I think the rebuild is trending in the right direction. And I'll tell you in a few weeks whether I think Howie should be kept or not. But I know this. About a month and a half ago, I thought Howie definitely should go. And I'm now pretty eyes wide open to leaning toward telling you in a month or so that Howie should stay. I think the rebuild's trending in the right direction. I think he deserves credit. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie, 215-592-9494. Where you stand on Howie, willing to admit that things are looking up, or do you still want him gone? Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.